Curiosity, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And very happy to be here on this Wednesday night, right before my conference, the Awake and Aware 2011 conference here in, well, the greater Los Angeles area, which is actually Irvine. I guess the Irvine Hilton is the name of the hotel where we're holding the conference. And we've got a lot of whistleblowers flying in and speakers flying in and all kinds of friends, and it's just a lot of fun what's going on right now. So we're all kind of gathering and getting ready for the conference, which starts on Friday, goes to the 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and hope you can come down. And if you haven't already bought a ticket online, the website is awakeandaware2011.com. And you can also buy a ticket to stream it if you, you know, are too far away or you can't afford to come down in person. It's actually not that much of a difference in terms of how much it costs, I don't think. It's like $50 to stream it a day. And it's right now the cost of the entire weekend, which includes the Friday night party with George Nori introducing the speakers and live music with Perplexa, etc., is $200. So it's not that expensive. And I really encourage anyone listening to this to come on down and listen to the speakers. It's going to be actually a wild, very exciting time. And so let's see. I'm not even in my normal location tonight. I'm actually at, well, I think I can say where I am, but no, I'm being told not to say. Okay, so I won't say, even though you can't see me, you don't know where I am, but at any rate, I'm in a sort of exotic, slightly exotic location at the moment. So tonight we have Dr. Jack Pruitt, who has been on my show before, just a couple weeks ago, and his book is called The Grandest Deception, if I have the title right, which I do think I do. And if you're not familiar with his work, it's all about how the Anunnaki are the gods talked about in the Bible. And we're going to kind of get into that a little more this time. We have a two-hour show, and we'll probably get into this in some depth and just kind of go back and forth over the various areas that he covers. And so I guess, let me see, I'm trying to think, is there anything else I want to tell you guys? Oh, yeah, in terms of the streaming for the conference, we also have a very exciting opportunity, which is to have group screenings of conference, so that what you can do is you can actually get a group together, maybe 10 people come down to your living room or the corner bar, and you can stream the conference, and everyone gets in for half price. And the people that are doing that would make money, so it's a great opportunity for people that are entrepreneurs. It's also an opportunity for you to send part of the money to Camelot and keep some yourself. So that's one opportunity, and we have another opportunity, which is to stream it in a donation-only event, and that also allows you to save a lot of money if you're strapped financially. So we really are opening this up worldwide to all different kinds of ways of streaming it and having people obviously also come down locally. We are inviting some celebrities in the Los Angeles area, to people that may have their heads in the right places, so to speak, people that would be connected with the messages that we're sending out. And we want to try to wake up Hollywood to some of the truths that we've been revealing over the years. So that's an outreach method that we're using, and hopefully it'll bear some fruit. So without further ado, I want to introduce Dr. Jack Pruitt. Dr. Pruitt, are you there?
I'm here, Carrie. How are you tonight?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm well, too. Excited about your conference. Sounds great.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun, and wish you could join us here.
Wish I could too, but I'll do the streaming.
Lovely. So here we are, and we did have you on the show a couple weeks ago, in which you sort of opened the subject for about an hour of your book, The Grandest Deception. But for the people that didn't catch that show, why don't we go over it briefly, just a summary of what your book's about, and then we can kind of go from there.
My book is based on the work of Sitchin and on the Bible, and the conclusions that I have come to are simply that the Bible is a story about the Anunnaki and their affairs on Earth and has nothing to do with God or a true deity. And that's what I call the grandest deception.
Okay. Well, it's a little more than that going on, right? So, I guess I have a bit of an echo here. I'm not sure why that's going on. But at any rate, I think what we should do, just to be on the safe side, is type your phone number into the chat that you have here with us. And that way the show engineer can call you on the phone if the echo continues.
Okay.
So what we'd like to do is really drill down into the nature of the arguments that you're making. And I know that you're building on Sitchin's work, but can you talk about some of the things that have been misleading people for a long time in terms of what the Bible tells them and what it really means?
Of course, the Bible begins with a story that God created the heavens and the earth, and he created mankind, and continues to be a story, so we've been taught, of the story about God and what he has done with mankind and what he has caused to occur on earth. And I believe that the truth is that the biblical, what we consider to be biblical prophecies and all of the things that we attribute to God that have happened, and there's tremendous amount of archaeological evidence that supports facts of the Bible about the cities and the names, dates, places, etc., when these various things occurred. And I don't consider that to be a prophecy of any sort. I consider that to simply be the script that the Anunnaki have written and then followed in regards to dealing with mankind and dealing with planet Earth.
Okay. In terms of what might be called original sin, can you talk about what you think was really meant there?
Well, I think that for the religious paradigms that have to do with a Messiah to work, then those don't work unless you convince mankind that we are sinful, that we were born sinful, and that we have a sinful nature, and this concept of original sin. The Bible says that Adam and Eve made a conscious decision to disobey God, and that was original sin. The truth is that those beings made no decision whatsoever in regard to gaining the ability to procreate or reproduce. That decision was made by Enki, and he gave mankind that ability. So there's really no such thing as original sin or mankind being born with a sinful nature. But the Anunnaki, or the powers that be, the people who are ruling our world today, have certainly used that concept and that teaching, that doctrine, to great advantage in regard to controlling and manipulating us.
Okay, so, and again, we still have this echo, so maybe at the break what we'll do is we'll call you back on the landline. I'm not sure how to get rid of the echo here. But I'm really apologizing for this because I know it's going to be hard for people to listen. I know it's hard for me to talk. But I'm going to turn my sound down a little and hope that helps. What I wanted to ask you is, in terms of what went on and where you think perhaps that what was called the Deep Abzu, do you believe that it is South Africa, as Michael Tellinger believes?
The Abzu? Yes, I do believe that Michael Tellinger has found the Abzu, and I believe that consists of both a tremendous civilization, as he explains in his book, that was on the surface, but I think he's also found that there was great activity there underground as well.
Okay, underground, that's interesting. So what are you positing in terms of the underground?
Well, in my book, I state that is probably the primary largest area that I disagree about Sitchin, or I disagree with Sitchin about. His explanation of the Abzu was that this was basically an area in South Africa, or perhaps even included a large part of the southern hemisphere of the United States, of the world. But I believe that the tablets definitely refer to subterranean civilizations and subterranean lifestyles, and I believe those are still exist today, and that perhaps there are still some Anunnaki controlling things from subterranean locations in our world today.
Okay, what would you say if I told you that I have whistleblower testimony that says that the Anunnaki are also controlling things from ships out, you know, in around the Earth, positioned in various strategic locations, as well as on Phobos?
I would agree with that totally.
Okay. Since you've written your book, have you had anybody approach you and try to give you information, maybe from what we call a black project or a top secret project?
Yes, I think I have had quite a few of those, as a matter of fact. And I must admit that once I published my book, that I began to be contacted by numerous people, and I find it somewhat difficult to decide which ones of those are truly trying to be benevolent and helpful, and which ones are trying to deceive me and lead me astray. That's not an easy chore in my mind.
Absolutely. Well, can you share any of that information that they've given you, and maybe I can give you some feedback based on some of the information I've gotten?
Well, I suppose that a great deal of this would be coming from people who call themselves channelers or clairvoyants, that sort of thing. And for me, I certainly believe that there are enlightened individuals who probably do receive information telepathically or in whatever way from benevolent beings or benevolent spirits. However, I think that we have to recognize that information may be of tremendous benefit to the person who is receiving it. It may also be of tremendous benefit to some group of individuals that are attracted to the channeler. However, I think we have to recognize that information is not necessarily beneficial to mankind as a whole. Most of us just don't receive that information. We're not privy to that unless we make some special efforts at trying to make it available to us. And so my personal feeling about that is that I suspect, like other things, that there is a dark side to that, and that some of that type thing is being used to deceive mankind, not only the masses, but the channeler, him or herself, and the people that they influence. So I suspect that their chore may be as difficult as mine in trying to decide what is truly honest, truthful, helpful information, and what is deception of some sort.
So in terms of, sorry about this, we have an echo. In terms of what they've told you, is there any particular information, piece of information that you may have been given that either influenced your book greatly or has changed your point of view even since you wrote your book?
I had received nothing of the sort prior to writing the book. I had never been involved with studying about UFOs or channeling and that sort of thing. I knew absolutely nothing about any of that when I wrote the book. There is some information that I have received that has influenced me since writing the book. I am, I suppose you could say, a little more open-minded towards extraterrestrial beings influencing things on Earth. However, I must admit that I'm still quite skeptical, because I think if you look at that type of information and you look at the information from the whistleblowers and so forth, that's really hearsay.
Okay, we're going to go to a break right now. We're going to call you back on a landline so that we don't have an echo. Is that okay?
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Here with Dr. Jack Pruitt. We're talking about the Anunnaki, the Bible, and his book, The Grandest Deception. Okay, Jack, so we were just, before we broke, talking about some things that might have influenced you. Obviously, you said that you weren't approached before you, well, I'm assuming what you meant is before you published your book. I don't know if you shared the idea that you were writing the book with other people, and whether or not that opened any doors. But since you've published it, I wonder if anyone has come forward and changed your mind about anything.
They, like I say, I think they have in a certain way, although I remain very skeptical about a lot of information. I think I can give you a couple of examples maybe that'll help you and your listeners understand where I'm coming from. I'm sure you're familiar with the work of Laura Knight Yadchik, or the lady who wrote about her experiences with the Cassiopeians.
Yes, it's Laura Knight Jedzik.
Yes. At any rate, she even admits that there were people involved with her group who tried to deceive her, and my understanding of her writings are that she was not even always trusting of some of the things that were supposed to be coming directly from the Cassiopeians. And so I'm not denying the truthfulness of any of that or any of the information from the channelers, but I'm just saying that I'm still cautious about some of that information. I think you recommended that I read Anton Park's works, which, of course, I can't do in the original, and my French is not nearly that good, but I have read every
thing in the English versions that I've been able to find. And I must tell you that Parks Works gives me a very uneasy feeling. Parks Works reminds me a great deal of the Bible. I think it's brilliant. I think he is intelligent. I think he is receiving information. I think there's a tremendous a lot of truth in the things that he says, just like I believe there's a tremendous amount of truth in the Bible. I call the Bible a masterpiece of revelation. By the same token, I see great, great possibilities that in the future, Parks Works could be used to greatly deceive mankind.
Okay, well, you know, that's a very interesting statement. I was wondering, is there any specific part of Anton Parks' work that you find to be deceptive?
Well, the things that are difficult for me personally is he describes so many different extraterrestrial beings or beings from some other dimension that in order for anyone to read his works and to keep all of that straight is a pretty big chore, but let me just give you an example of one that I'm really concerned about, as one that he calls, I'm recalling this correctly, a Nadum Lu, which is supposed to be a very large, transparent being from another dimension, and I have extreme knowledge, of course, and these are depicted as being benevolent towards mankind. But in my mind, it would be extremely easy with the technology that the Anunnaki possess to simply create a hologram of a Nadum Lu and give mankind certain kind of information, and then have this transparent being fade away and greatly deceive us about what the truth might be. And I could go through Parks Works, you know, being by being, and none of which, or practically none of which, we have any real concrete evidence that these beings do exist or ever did exist.
Okay, well, that is true to some extent. So I can understand, you know, where you're coming from in that regard. To get back to your sort of take on the Bible, I personally found that your take on prophecy was not the same as mine. And I also wondered at the fact that you did not so much seem to question the prophecy angle of the Bible, and yet you are questioning a lot of other things in the Bible. And what I'm curious about is, why don't you question the prophecy with the same amount of fervor?
Well, again, we talked about this a little bit last time, and it depends on, I suppose, what you're calling prophecy. My belief today is that none of that is true prophecy. But if you talk about the prophecies of Daniel, for instance, about the Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonian Empire and what happened to it, how it was transformed from one powerful nation to the next, and then divided into four by the time Alexander the Great became ruler of the world, then all of those prophecies occurred over a period of hundreds and hundreds of years exactly the way the Bible said that they did, and all of our archaeological evidence today is very much in verification of those facts, and our history books verify those facts. So, indeed, those prophecies did come true exactly the way Daniel stated that they would 600 years or so before a lot of those events occurred. And those are the type things that I'm talking about, that I believe that the Anunnaki and the powers that be scripted and created and caused to occur. But the Bible is very accurate in that regard, as it is, I believe, in most other prophecies. We could even look at the prophecy concerning Jesus or a Messiah coming, at least from the Christian standpoint. There is much evidence that indeed being named Jesus did appear on earth at one time, and that he indeed had great influence on mankind. And so that Messiah prophecy, although the Jewish religion wouldn't agree with that, the Christian religion certainly believes that a Messiah came and will return. And again, it would just be a matter of going through prophecy by prophecy.
Sure.
But if you look at the book of Ezekiel, many of the things that Ezekiel or Isaiah, most of the major prophets, what they said was going to happen did indeed happen.
Well, one of the things that I notice is there's a tremendous amount of prophecy in the Bible that hasn't happened yet, or that's happened in another form at a different period of history. And, you know, in other words, you can lump a lot of things. It's kind of like the prophecies of Notre Dame. It depends how you interpret them as to what is, whether or not they're, you can be taking them as having happened yet, or whether they're still waiting to happen.
Well, so, and I think that you just made my point in regards to the Bible, because all of us are going to interpret those things differently, then that would be an extremely ineffective, a very unreliable way for God to communicate with mankind. That makes my point about the Bible exactly. You're right. We are going to interpret those verses differently. And so if an all-knowing, all-powerful, supreme intelligence, prime creator of this universe would never choose such an ineffective way to communicate with us.
Okay, well, are you saying that you think the Anunnaki are the prime creator?
No, not at all. And they don't even believe so, according to Sitchin.
Right, so, okay, well, I guess we need to talk about who you think wrote the Bible.
I think the Enlil wrote the Bible. Or had it written, and I certainly don't think that Enki agrees with the fate that Enlil, or the outcome that Enlil has scripted for the Bible. Now, Enlil may indeed be able to make it come true, but I don't think that Enki believes that, and I don't believe that. But the Bible is strictly written from the standpoint of Enlil or the Enlilites.
Okay, well, actually, that's the whole question here, is who wrote the Bible? And my understanding is it was written by several men, and that they even lived at different periods historically, and that it was a compilation, really, in the end, and that there was a lot of, if you will, editing that took place, in that there are some parts of the Bible that have been just discovered recently that have completely different stories. So it appears that it's also been distorted greatly since it came to the fore.
That's exactly right. I totally agree with that. And of course, that's my point again, that the Bible says that all of these different men who are supposed to have written these different books of the Bible were divinely inspired by God to write that book. And my belief and my point is that, no, they were inspired by Enlil, or instructed or directed by Enlil or the Enlilites to write those books. So, yes, I agree that those books were written over thousands of years by different men, but I don't believe for one second that God is the one who inspired those men to do so.
Sure. I understand, although it does appear that there is some inspiration in the Bible from such a person as Jesus, who in theory had a sort of a clear line to a sort of a source or a higher being or whatever you want to call that, that does infiltrate the Bible and is spoken about in the Bible. He's quoted per se, although I personally think that those quotes are, a lot of them have been distorted at this time, but at any rate, so there has been some, what you might call, divine inspiration at least coming through the Bible, wouldn't you say?
No, I don't think there's any divine inspiration whatsoever in the Bible. I think that Jesus did indeed have a direct line to a more powerful higher being, but that being was Enlil, in my opinion. It certainly wasn't the creator of this universe. And, Jesus can't appear on earth and give mankind a message of being sinful and evil and wicked and doing wrong and attract very many followers. Certainly he was given great knowledge and great insight, and his teachings are good for mankind. We should love our neighbor. We should turn the other cheek. We should love our enemy and the message that Jesus preached. But that had to be preached, it seemed to me, in order for the paradigm of Christianity to work.
Okay, well, but my understanding actually is that as you call the paradigm of Christianity, actually Jesus was not a Christian and would not go along with a lot of what Christianity has picked up through the ages, that Paul was a lot more responsible for what Christianity ultimately ran with, if you will, and that the premises of Jesus's inspiration and things that he talked about did not have to do with a so-called sinful nature of man, but that was an overlay put in later by these men that were actually what one would say were part of the Illuminati and or part of this group that wanted to distort the message of Jesus.
Yeah.
So I wonder how you don't realize, even on a spiritual basis, that Jesus, I mean, I'm getting that you're not seeing Jesus as a kind of an avatar-like being, the way perhaps one might see Buddha, some people might see Mohammed, and some other sort of higher teachers that have come to earth. And is it your premise that Jesus was not a higher teacher? Now we'll come back after the break and go into that.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with used potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
And we're talking to Dr. Jack Pruitt about his book, The Grandest Deception. We're talking about the Anunnaki, and we're talking about the Bible. Hold on 1 minute here, and I'm just going to have to mute this. Okay, I'm very sorry. I'm in a location where I'm not usually. We've got a ringing phone in the background. I apologize for that. Jack, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. What I'd like to do is get back to where we were in terms of whether or not Jesus is an avatar. And it seems that, again, we were sort of interrupted by the commercial, and I wanted to drill down to where you feel. Obviously, you feel that Jesus was inspired by, if I understand it correctly, Enki, although I might not have that correct in terms of, because I know there's sort of a switch that you do in terms of what you believe Enlil was responsible for and what you believe Enki's responsible for. So is the idea that Jesus was not divinely inspired or sent on a mission to Earth, or is it that you feel it was distorted by the Anunnaki somewhere in his life, or how do you think that happened?
Well, certainly it's possible that Jesus' message and his story was distorted by the Anunnaki. I can't rule that out completely. But again, I only have the Bible to go by. That's the only evidence that I have. And if one assumes, for instance, that Jesus is divine, the Son of God, or divinely inspired, then there are just some verses in the Bible that are very difficult to explain. Let me give you a couple of examples. In the book of Matthew, the 10th chapter somewhere, when Jesus has his 12 apostles with him, and he is going to send them out into the land to spread his message, he tells them to go out and to be as innocent as doves, but as wise as serpents. Now, I've never thought serpents or snakes were very smart until I read Sitchin's work, and I know where he's coming from when he tells them to be as wise as serpents. And then if you go on down in the book of Matthew a little bit further, you find Jesus stating something to the effect, do not suppose that I've come to earth to bring peace. I've come to bring a sword, and I've come to turn a man against his father, a son against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter against her daughter-in-law, against her mother-in-law, and that sort of thing. Well, if the family unit is sacred, as I believe that it is, then why in the world would God, or the Son of God, or somebody divinely inspired by God, say that he's come to disrupt that? And to put an end to that.
Okay, well, I understand where you're coming from there, but I think that, this is the kind of thing that is, you know, Bible scholars will talk about in depth and go into over and over again, and also disagree about the interpretation. And I think that what you're looking at here is our metaphors, and you're looking at where the serpent, the wisdom of a serpent, even if you related it to the reptilian sort of mind, to say, if I tell you to be as wily as a fox, for example, that doesn't mean I want you to be a fox. It means I want you to incorporate that that mental acuity into your makeup. And that doesn't, you know, to me, there, I don't see an issue there whatsoever with what, if indeed that was what was said. The other part that you're talking about in terms of that he came to bring a sword, that's actually one of my favorite statements on the part of Jesus. And I think it's the most, it's a very deep metaphysical concept, but it has to do with discernment. It has to do with the idea that once you pierce into the true nature of reality, inevitably you will be turned against, father, son, husband, wife, et cetera, which indeed is happening. And when you do recognize the truth beneath the matrix, so to speak, that is what happens. Now, the idea being that in sort of the way things are worded, especially as they come down through translation, there can be misinterpretations so easily. And I wonder why you sort of think that you've got only one interpretation.
Oh, I absolutely do not believe that. But again, that is the big puzzle of the Bible. You have to put all of the pieces of that puzzle together, or else the thing doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I also think your interpretation about the serpent, why did Jesus choose that particular word? If indeed it had nothing to do with the Anunnaki, reptilian, serpent people, that is quite a coincidence. If you go on over in the book of Revelation, and you, in fact, throughout the Bible, Jesus talks about being an angry, wrathful, vengeful God, talks about returning and slaughtering millions of human beings, and his garments are bloodstained and all that. I have a very difficult time understanding how that comes from any kind of divine inspiration.
Sure. Well, again, you know, we could argue all day about this kind of thing, but what I would say in general, you know, in my view, of course, is that the Bible is, again, misleading because there is a lot of misinterpretation, misquoting, et cetera, and it just goes across the board, not just with Jesus, but with other individuals as well. And with the slant, for example. So I think that perhaps you're on the right track, but I have to say that I think perhaps you are maybe attributing certain things. In other words, there's no reason to think that the Bible is accurate. There's absolutely no reason to think it's accurate in the way it quotes Jesus. And if I'm, you know, I'm a pretty well-known person at this point, I get misquoted and I have things attributed to me all over the internet that are simply not true. And you can just multiply that a millionfold for someone like Jesus throughout history and certainly in the Bible. And there's certainly a vested interest in misquoting and getting people to believe various things. So I would agree with you that the Bible is overlaid and certainly was influenced and maybe even taken over by a group of people who may have been dominated by the Anunnaki and maybe a mission of the Anunnaki. But I think that there may be some seeds of truth there that do supersede the Anunnaki sort of mentality. And in fact, that there is, as maybe we've talked about, there's a positive side to the Anunnaki and a negative side, just as there is to most beings. In other words, that there is there could be the idea that, as people have said, which is Enki was a positive, more beneficent sort of ruler. And that his interpretation and some of the basic premises, because a people can't exist without some kind of either love or sense of group affinity in which they try to defend their group and their people and keep them alive. So in the sense that the Anunnaki are a people and that they created humanity, there can't be simply a diabolical negative cast to that. There needs to be as well a positive side to that. Now, it's not a much point in arguing whether Jesus was divinely inspired. I do think it's limited to miss the sort of more divine parts of his teachings, so to speak, or to attribute those to some kind of deception that is only involving the Anunnaki. What I notice is that you seem to only concentrate on the Anunnaki. Is that because you believe that they're the only, ETs or ultra-dimensionals or interdimensional individuals out there that have influenced humanity?
No, I believe that there are probably many more. However, I concentrate on the Anunnaki simply because, as far as I'm aware, they are the only ones that we have concrete evidence for. Now, we have what you call your whistleblower evidence, and we have hearsay evidence, and we have people claiming that these beings exist. But the Anunnaki are the only ones, to my knowledge, that a Michael Tellinger has found their Abzu, or that Sitchin has, or many others have interpreted some of their clay tablets. They're the only ones that we have concrete evidence for. That doesn't mean that I don't believe others exist. I think certainly there's possibilities that any of them may exist, but we don't have the evidence.
We're gonna have a break at the top of the hour here, and we'll be right back.
I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic pills. host. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom. American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics, no taboo topics, no fear of doom, no fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio, American Freedom Radio.
This is
is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. Jack Pruitt, author of The Grandest Deception. Jack, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so in terms of, you know, we have one more hour, and what I'd like to do is take some questions from the chat room that we've got going on here, and also we do have a radio sort of area that you can call into so that people can actually call into the show and ask you questions there as well. I'm going to try to pull that up while we're here on the air and see if I can get that that going. So in the meantime, what I'd like to find out, though, in terms of where humanity is at right now and where you think that they might go as a result of, a growing awareness about the Anunnaki, because there seems to be quite a bit of information starting to surface about the Anunnaki. I'm sure you've heard it out there in various bits and pieces. Some of it may not be all that accurate, but it does seem to be coming to the surface. Do you have any thought about what's going to happen in the future?
I really believe that our future right now is pretty wide open. I do believe that there is an awakening taking up place on Earth. I do believe that mankind is becoming much more aware of at least some aspects of the truth. I think that many people are becoming aware that we have been greatly deceived by government, religion, secret societies, so forth, about what the truth of our world is. And so I see that as a great possibility that enough people, perhaps with help from benevolent beings or spirits, could begin to alter things for mankind and improve things on this earth. However, again, if I look at the Bible and I interpret what I believe that the Bible says about our future, I believe that we are very near, if not actually into, the 7 years of tribulation that the Bible talks about. I believe it's possible that those 7 years have already begun, or that they could begin next year. If so, and if that scenario plays out, then there a lot of people are going to be killed. A lot of bad things are going to occur on Earth, and that there's going to be great hardship. I do believe that some enlightened ones may be removed into another dimension or another place, or what the Christians refer to as the rapture. I don't think that just because that is predicted by the Bible, or has been written, in my opinion, by Enlil as to his version of what's going to happen, that necessarily means that has to come true. I do think we can alter that.
Okay. Well, in terms of where things are at now, do you feel that the cataclysms are part of what might be called Armageddon?
Well, if I had to pinpoint where we are right now, again, if one looks at the book of Revelation, there's something in the book of Revelation that is commonly referred to by the theologians as the bowl judgments, or you get a much more accurate impression of that, I think, if you read King James Version rather than the translations. And in King James, it talks about God sending seven angels to earth to pour out seven vials of wrath upon the earth. The first vial says that there will be a noisome and grievous sore placed on the earth, and I believe that it's possible that the noisome means worldwide, grievous, quite serious, And the sore, I believe, could represent the AIDS epidemic. The second vial of wrath says that an angel will pour that vial into a sea, and that many of the species in the sea will die. I think that could have been the Gulf oil spill. The third one says that that will be poured on the rivers and springs, and that water will be become more scarce, and that many of the creatures in the rivers and springs will die, and that our water might be tainted. We, at least in Texas, we've had the hottest, driest time in history. The next one says it will pour the vial on the sun, and that the earth will be scorched, and that there will be many fires occur all over the earth. Again, in Texas, we've had more fires this summer than ever in recorded history. And then the next one, which is the real troublesome one, says that that vial will be poured out on the seat of the beast, and that the seat of the beast will be placed into darkness. The seat of the beast is the government, and to be placed into darkness, I think, could refer to economic collapse or collapse of the United States government, or it could simply mean that the government be turned into darkness. Could be that they just get more evil and wicked than they already are, which is hard to believe, but that's quite possible. The next one, the sixth one, the Tigris and Euphrates rivers are dried up. Just out of curiosity, I went to Google Earth and looked at the Tigris and Euphrates rivers a few days ago, and the waters there are extremely low with very high banks on each side. And then the next one is the Battle of at Armageddon, which is, in my opinion, a nuclear war that occurs primarily at Armageddon, which is Harmageddon, or the foot of Mount Megiddo in the Middle East. So I think it's quite possible that we are right there nearing the fifth vial of wrath, and that something could happen to our economy and government in the very near future.
Okay, well, I understand. So at this moment, in terms of the way you're interpreting this, though, you do understand that all of these things are open to interpretation, right?
That's right. But, you know, like with you mentioned with Jesus, I would like to make a point about that. Again, I think that you make my point very well about the Bible, that if it is open to interpretation, it cannot come from God, because he doesn't deceive us, and he doesn't try to mislead us, and the Bible certainly does that. Again, I don't think we have to make excuses for God in that, well, Jesus said this, but it can be interpreted a lot of different ways, so it doesn't mean this or it might mean that. No, God doesn't relate to mankind that way. We don't misinterpret his message to us. And so I think when we start trying to make excuses for Jesus and say that he is God, we're being greatly deceived.
Okay. I just want to say to for the people that are in the chat and people that are listening, sorry, I am at a location that I'm borrowing, and unfortunately, this person is getting a lot of phone calls, and they've left the house, and I certainly can't take the liberty of turning off their phone. Sorry very much for this interruption here. What is your belief in terms of? I've got a question here asking, what do you think the physical appearance of the Anunnaki is?
Well, I think we discussed that a little bit with my first interview as well. I believe that the Anunnaki look very much like our albinos. I think they're pretty much blonde-haired, fair-skinned, And my belief is that they're slightly smaller than the average human.
Okay, I think that's really interesting because, you know, the Anunnaki are depicted, I thought, in terms of Sitchin and off the Sumerian tablets as being larger than humans, much larger.
Not the originals. The ones that are depicted as being larger, in my opinion, are the originals' sons. The sons of the gods are depicted as being larger, and indeed they should be because they're a cross between Anunnaki and Neanderthal man, and Neanderthal man is quite large, so certainly their first-line descendants are the sons of the gods, would be large. But I'm talking about the originals, the Enki, Enlil, the original group that came to Earth, I don't believe are as large as humans.
Okay, well, you know, I have to say that actually I do think that they are, the original Anunnaki are large, and as a matter of fact, the skeletons that have been dug up and found, even the infrared photography under what appears to be Dumuzi's grave shows him as being a very tall, if that is indeed Dumuzi's grave, there is a yes. very tall skeleton there.
Yes, but none of those have been claimed to be originals. All of those have been claimed to be descendants.
Uh-huh. But in my view, you're not going to get that kind of a tall person from a short person. There's no way. I have to say that the Neanderthal, the original Anunnaki, were not from the near Neanderthal, that humans are a mixture of Neanderthal and Anunnaki blood. There's a certain group of humans, actually very specifically, that have that bloodline, but that Anunnaki came to the earth and do not have you know, that they actually were much taller. At any rate, it is also depicted on the Egyptian temples. There are many, many depictions of quite tall beings, and I understand you think these were, descendants as rather than the predecessors. So, you know, I do think that you're wrong about that. I think it might be important. Do you travel much?
Oh, I did when I was a little younger. I don't today.
Okay. So have you been to Egypt?
Have not been to Egypt.
Okay. Well, it's pretty striking. And there's also an individual, Klaus Dana, who goes around the world sort of unearthing ancient archaeology and so on and so forth, and has discovered, you know, very large skeletons in various places. These skeletons bear no, I believe if you investigate it further, you'll see they have no relationship to Neanderthal whatsoever. But at any rate...
Well, and they shouldn't. If
Well, they're very tall, but they don't come from Neanderthal. In other words, you're making the point that Anunnaki come from... I don't know, that you're basically saying that the tall beings
you're misinterpreting what I'm saying completely.
Oh, I see. And what are you saying? Because either they get their height from the Anunnaki or they get their height from somewhere.
Do you think that a short person and a tall person can mate and have a tall person?
Sure.
Sure.
But what I'm saying is
so
that there are
if an
beings.
Anunnaki mates with a human who contains Neanderthal traits and characteristics, can't that son or daughter be tall and inherit that trait from the Neanderthal? Which
well,
you would expect
saying.
Because the Neanderthals are much larger than us.
No, I'm actually saying the Anunnaki came from off the planet. Maybe there's a misinterpretation here. The Anunnaki have also been photographed with Clark McClelland on, you know, in other words, living Anunnaki that are here with us now. They came from off planet originally. They came from, well, in essence, if you believe Sitchin, they came from Nibiru, where there were no Neanderthal, so they had to get their height from themselves. In other words, they didn't get it from the Neanderthal because they didn't mate with the Neanderthal at that time.
Well, and I'm not denying the possibility that there are some tall Anunnaki, just like there are some tall humans.
Well, no, it's we're talking, in other words, we're talking 9 feet. We're even talking some giants that are go, you know, 12 feet and higher. In other words, this is not just a small leap. This is a very large being. Okay, let me go to something else and see if we can talk about what else is going on here. I'm trying to see what other... What about the grays? Because you say that we don't have evidence of anything but Anunnaki, and actually there seems to be substantial evidence of not only reptilians that are not Anunnaki, but reptilian beings that really do resemble reptiles, from what I understand, and then also what appears to be grays, which are in some cases, you know, bioengineered entities, and in other cases, possibly a race of their own.
Well, I agree with that statement totally. There are grays that I believe are biological robots, are biologically engineered by the Anunnaki, and we have some evidence of that, perhaps. And then your own word was possibly others. Yes, possibly there are some extraterrestrial grays that come from other dimensions or other planets or other galaxies or whatever. But again, I have no physical evidence that such beings exist, no concrete evidence. The only evidence we have that I'm aware of is what would be considered hearsay and not admissible in any court of law in this world.
Okay, what do you think about the gargoyles on churches?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What do you think about the gargoyles on churches?
I believe that the gargoyles are amongst these many beings that were created by the Anunnaki in their genetic experiments.
Okay, we'll be right back on the after the commercial.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. We're talking to Dr. Jack Pruitt about his book, The Grandest Deception. Right before the commercial, you were finishing a few sentences. Can you pick up those sentences and just complete your thought there?
Yes, you ask about gargoyles. I do think that there is evidence that the Anunnaki created many creatures, if I can call them that, such as gargoyles, what we call centaurs, perhaps even mermaids. But we do know that during their genetic experimentation that they created various creatures, partly human, partly animal. They mixed the DNAs of various and sundry animals trying to, I believe, create a perfect slave. And I guess in a way mankind's fortunate that we turned out to be the best they could create. But I think more relevant to what's happening in our world today is that that type of genetic experimentation continues. And I think some of our greatest geneticists and our greatest scientists in that field have been deceived into continuing to mix animal and human DNA in various combinations to try to create various beings to achieve certain purposes. And I think that that's going to eventually turn out to be perhaps as big a mistake as we've ever made. I can envision the Earth turning into very vile, evil creatures someday in our distant future. I hope it's distant at any rate, but I think that's very, very dangerous.
Okay. Well, I would agree with you in the sense that Dulce certainly involves a lot of experimentation on all kinds of beings and all kinds of DNA. And yes, we understand that even the chupacabra may be the result of that experimentation, it is said. Now, in terms of Elenin, are you aware of the comet, what's called Comet Elenin?
Yes.
And did you have a thought in that regard as to what Comet Elenin might be and whether or not it might have anything to do with Anunnaki?
I believe that it more than likely does. I believe that there's good evidence now that there are spacecraft accompanying Elenin. And I believe that that's probably the Anunnaki returning. I think that they're probably returning to set up their plans and to put into place or establish the New World Order. I think it's quite possible that Jesus is on one of those craft with them, and that he will return, and we will see great wonders in the sky and be deceived into believing that it's the Son of God returning. I think, again, that a scenario very similar to that agrees with what some call the Hopi prophecies, but again, if you look at the Hopi prophecies, they have Anunnaki symbols all over the pictures that they have drawn, and so I think that although I'm pretty much in agreement with what they say, I think that was dictated and scripted by the Anunnaki as well.
Okay. Now, in terms of where you're going from here with your investigations, what is your thought in terms of what you want to do from here? Because, you know, it seems that there are some areas that you simply don't have maybe enough information, and that you are making some leaps in terms of what you believe and what you think. Is there some way that you're trying to progress along this line? Do you have any ideas? Are you planning, for example, to go to, I don't know, to Iraq? Or have you thought of looking for the signs of Atlantis, et cetera?
No. I'm far too old to worry about things like that. You know, my goal in writing my book was not to change anybody's beliefs or to try to get anybody to believe what I believe. My goal was simply to try to stir up the curiosity for some people in hope that they would seek the truth for themselves. And my personal belief is that I can go to Egypt, I can go to Iraq, I can go anywhere in the world and search for the truth. And all of those things and all those people who are doing that is good, and I'm all for that. But I believe that each of us individually are not going to find the truth out there. I believe that we're going to find the truth within ourselves, and we have to look within. And that's what I'm attempting to encourage people to do, is simply to seek the truth, whether they seek it by going to Iraq or Egypt or wherever and looking at these things, then I'm all for them doing that. I also hope, though, that they will look within, because I think that's where the truth really lies.
Okay. Do you feel that Atlantis was, first of all, do you think Atlantis was a real place? And do you have any thoughts in regard to whether Atlantis was associated with the Anunnaki?
Well, I do think that there is some evidence that it did exist. Again, I think that, like with many things, the full story of Atlantis is yet to be told. I think we have found over the last few hundred or thousand years, increasing amounts of evidence, however, that it did exist.
As far as the rest of your book is concerned, are there any areas that you would like to talk about that you've written about in your analysis that perhaps you would like to touch on?
Well, I guess just from a very practical standpoint, I think that it's extremely important that mankind understand of what our international monetary cartel is all about, and that as long as we allow the powers that be to control our money, that we're not going to ever be anything more than slaves to them, because they will accumulate all of the wealth. I think it's important that mankind realize that all of the religions on this planet have been used to manipulate us and control us and create animosity amongst us and discord. I think it's important for mankind to understand that the government is not our benevolent friend, that they deceive us, lie to us, and keep very useful technology away from us and do not allow us to live the same lifestyles that they live. And so I think that I would just like to see mankind wake up and begin to search for the truth and to realize that basically we live in a very dishonest, deceptive world of lies, and that we can't trust the information that we receive. If we are ever going to progress as a race of beings, in my opinion, then one of the primary things that we have to do is to learn to be honest. And we're not honest. We're not honest people. We're not honest as a race. And we find it very easy to lie and tell people things that are untrue. And as long as we continue to do that, we're not going to go very far.
Okay. I'm getting some questions in the chat here, so I'm going to run some things by you. Some people are asking, where can you learn Sumerian? Is it a hard language to study? And I'm wondering if you yourself studied Sumerian.
I have not. I suspect it would be hard for me to learn Sumerian, but I'm sure that there's others who learn it quite easily. I have looked at many more of the authors' interpretations of the Sumerian tablets than just Sitchin's. But there are not a lot of people in the world who can read the Sumerian tablets.
Okay. Now, do you want to talk at all? Let me see. Some of these questions don't exactly pertain to kind of where you're going. I'm not sure. Somebody is asking, what are your thoughts on Jesus speaking and preaching in parables?
Jesus preaching in parables?
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, that's a difficult one for me to accept. Certainly he did that. And a parable is simply a simple little story trying to give one a moral truth. And I'm the same way about parables as I am about the U.S. government. I do not understand why we need to be secretive about things. I don't think God is secretive about anything. I think God wants us to know and to understand, and so I don't know why Jesus would speak in parables so only a few could understand, and the rest would be would not be able to understand the parable. That makes no sense to me, because the Bible turns right around in the next verse and says that a house divided against itself cannot stand. Well, all parables do, in my opinion, is create discord and animosity amongst human beings, because some people would understand the parable and others would not. And so I don't think that comes from God.
Okay. You know, it's interesting to me because it appears to me that the only people that wrote the Bible is man. And that man, as you say, misinterprets and interprets in different ways all kinds of things. And there are political factions and their word back at the time of the writing of the Bible as there are now. Do you believe that there is a group called the Anunnaki who are influenced by the Illuminati that are influenced by the Anunnaki?
I believe that they are. I believe that they are the descendants of the Anunnaki. I believe that when the Bible talks about the sons of God cohabiting with the daughters of man, that these descendants are the people who rule our world today and are the hierarchy of the Illuminati and the secret societies in general and the religions, governments, kings and queens of Europe, the popes, the archbishops of Canterbury. I believe all of those people are probably very likely descendants of the Anunnaki and greatly influenced by them.
What about yourself? Do you feel that you have any Anunnaki blood?
Well, we all have some, I guess, if they created us from their own DNA. But I'm certainly not a descendant of royalty or the elite or the establishment. I'm just a common old country doctor.
Okay. I got someone in here in the chat asking, what is your take on the Council of Nicaea?
Well, I think it was a mess. You know, if the Bible was divinely inspired, and if these men were, like we talk about today, called by God to be the bishops or the hierarchy in the religious sect, then you would think that they would agree on what books should be in the Bible and what should not be there. And they didn't agree. In fact, they were pretty much despots. They were very wicked men in general who rose to their position of power by all kinds of nefarious means, and they greatly disagreed about what the Bible should contain, and in fact they even changed it from time to time. So again, I think that's all just man-made stuff that has nothing to do with God.
Okay, but again, you do believe that what are the sections of the Bible that relate to prophecy, and you've indicated that there are prophecies that you think came true because the Bible, and that the Bible sort of foresaw, or whoever wrote that section of the Bible foresaw the future. We'll come back right back for my questions.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun.
Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. We're talking to Dr. Jack Pruitt about his book, The Grandest Deception. I'm not sure where we were at in terms of, we were talking about the Council of Nicea, or however you pronounce that. And they were the group that were putting together the Bible, if I understand that correctly. And you were actually talking about how you felt that they were, you know, normal humans that perhaps were misled, et cetera, and influenced as well. But at the same time, you're also saying that you think the prophecy sections are correct, and you've cited earlier that there were correct prophecies that have come true. And of course, you can acknowledge that some prophecies may come true. That doesn't necessarily mean they all will. Would you agree with that?
Let me try to clarify what I'm trying to say by using an analogy, if I could. First of all, I think that the word prophecy is a misnomer. I don't think the Bible has anything to do with prophecy. There's no prophecy in the Bible, in my opinion, because prophecy denotes some kind of divine inspiration. My view of the Bible today is, if I were a playwright and I was going to write a play, and I was going to write a play that covered a period of time, let's say of 3,600 years, then I would write that script, then I would go find some characters to play, or some actors to play the various characters in that script, and then I would ask them to follow my script and do what I wanted them to do. Or if I had the technology and the control and the intelligence of an Anunnaki, I could manipulate them and control them and make them do what I wanted done over those 3,600 years. And we must remember, if Sitchin is correct, that's only like 1 year in the life of an Anunnaki. So for us to say that the Bible even contains prophecy, I think is wrong. I think the Anunnaki simply wrote a script or a plan, a one-year plan of what they wanted to occur during the last 3,600 years, and they've manipulated us and controlled us and seen to it that indeed those things occurred. But that's not really prophecy. That's just them writing their one-year plan for planet Earth and then seeing to it that it occurred.
Okay. Well, you know, and I think you might have something there, certainly. It does appear that there are some events that are being orchestrated and things that are moving along in a certain trajectory. However, what about the idea that every, say, 26,000 years, and I guess some people would say even every 10,000 years or 11,000 years, we have something that is happens, a cataclysm kind of situation in which the Earth goes through, all kinds of, changes. Sometimes, apparently, throughout history, if you look at the ice core samples, it's been more catastrophic than others. And I wonder if you, sort of acknowledge that and whether or not you feel that it's possible that there may be different scenarios going on here where it's not going to be necessarily the same every time.
Absolutely, and again, I think that Sitchin did a pretty good job of describing events that he believed occurred every 3,600 years, and of course the most cataclysmic one occurred about 13,000 years ago, according to Sitchin, when the flood occurred. But every 3,600 years after the flood occurred, there have been certain things occur that I think are pretty easily attributed to the Anunnaki and Nibiru returning, whether it's a planet or a star or whatever it is. By the same token, there may be some natural phenomena that are occurring that we just don't have all the knowledge of yet, that there may be a pole shift and that sort of thing that occurs periodically. There's certainly evidence that one did occur about 13,000 years ago. Again, in my mind, did the pole shift 13,000 years ago occur because it was some natural phenomenon, or did it occur because the Anunnaki created it and caused it to occur? I don't know the answer to that. Is a pole shift going to occur again in our very near future? And if so, is it going to be from natural phenomena, or are the Anunnaki going to create it? I don't know the answer to that either, but I think either are possible.
Okay, what about the idea that that the Anunnaki may have come here and also, through getting involved in our Earth atmosphere, have lost their sort of their tallness over the sort of ages, and if they're here with us now, that they may actually be walking among us and be in other words, working as some of our whistleblowers say, working for government, the government, working in the Pentagon, et cetera, et cetera. And that they are pure Anunnaki. Do you think that they are actually here?
Oh, I think that's quite possible, sure. And I would certainly expect that. Any project that seems to be as important as the Earth Project is to the Anunnaki, I would think they would have some individuals remain here and see that things followed the written script, so to speak.
Okay. Do you? Let's see. I've got a question here. Somebody wants me to ask you if you think the Bible is coded. Have you read the books, The Bible Code?
Yes.
Okay. And do you think it's coded?
That's an extremely difficult one. There's some evidence that it is. I think just as much evidence that it is not. Now, with the various computer programs and so forth, people have been able to take other books other than the Bible. For instance, I'm very familiar with some work that was done with the book War and Peace, and they found just as many codes in War and Peace as that we found in the Bible. And so that's difficult. I don't know.
Okay, fine. There have been some evidence of, in essence, Bible codes, I know, that have predicted some events very accurately. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, they also did that in War and Peace as well.
Okay. Okay, what about, let me see, I'm not sure if I can remember this person's name. What about the Hebrew language and the idea that the Hebrew symbols have a life of their own and that they came from off-world? Do you think that Hebrew has within it energy or that some secret information?
As far as the written language in general, I think that we have a great misconception about the written language. The way our human minds work is we don't remember things, or our memory is not of words or sentences or certain marks. When we're told something or we read something, we form a mental image, a mental picture, and that's how we remember things, and that's how our memory works. So actually we think of it as being more ancient and archaic. But the old pictures on the old Sumerian tablets and so forth give tremendous more information than our writing does today. Just like the hieroglyphics in Egypt, if one can read that, is much more informative. And that's why things like tarot cards, for instance, are so informative. And we even have a saying that a picture is worth 1,000 words, and that's true. But over time, I think as they dumbed us down, they also dumbed our ability to communicate with each other down by making writing simpler and simpler and simpler. And so does the Hebrew language have some great power? No, not nearly as much power as the old pictures have or the tarot cards have or any mental picture has. It was simply a way to dumb us down.
Okay. Are you familiar with the work of Stan Tenen?
I know.
Okay. Well, I would encourage you to look into the work of Stan Tenen. He spent 30 years researching the nature of the Hebrew alphabet and the mathematical structure and the sequence of the numbers in the Hebrew text of Genesis.
Yeah.
It's quite a fascinating study. We're about to wrap up the show here. Do you want to give out your website and say some last words about your investigations and what you might like people to think about?
My website is thegrandestdeception.com. And again, I've told, I think, what my goals are. I am writing a sequel to the book. that I will publish in the fairly near future, which,
lovely,
in my opinion, is simply the rest of the story about the Anunnaki as they relate to the Bible, or as the Bible relates to them.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to have to break off now. Thank you, Dr. Jack Pruitt, for coming on the show. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Everyone have a great week, and come on down to the Awaken Aware Conference if you get a chance.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are. We are. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.